Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness broadcast. You're going to be hearing now for a few days what I think is one of the best teachings I ever heard in my life. It came from the life experience of my daughter, Shelley Brim. At that time she was Oaks, now she's Shelley Brim Baggett. But it's when the bottom fell out of their world and what God told her to do was to get drunk. It's called Eat, Drink, and Be Merry.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
And he
Okay, we'll sing one more. We're just going for God, okay? Hallelujah. I'll give you this little story. Kylie has natural curly hair, but she likes to go to the beauty shop and get her hair trimmed and her nails and manicure. It's just part of being a woman, I guess. I don't know. So she'll go with me or with her Mimi on the front row. And when you wear your hair this short, you have to have it trimmed. You men may not be interested in this, but you have to have your roof trimmed every 3 weeks. So I was in for my third week roof job. That's true. See, you can't see the real me. This is just the house I live in. This is my roof. That's a higher thought for some. Well, glory to God for that thought. Some have blonde roofs. Some have red. It's just your house. The windows are your eyes. Your spirit looks out through the windows. Oh, the inner man has been in prison too long. Let him out. Let the love of God that's been shed abroad in your heart flow. The enemy tried to stop it because he knows what God said, that love never faileth. So he's come in with all these tricks to trip you up, to keep your love from flowing, to keep that force of God from going and destroying him. The Bible says, I like what the Amplified, concerning the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. Love takes no account of a suffered wrong. If someone looks at us wrongly at church, here goes our bookkeeping abilities. Take account of Sister So-and-so. She did not shake my hand at church. And God didn't call us to be such good bookkeepers. Throw away your book. Kick it out the door. Take no account of a suffered wrong. And that keeps your love flowing. And that keeps God going through you, ventilating through you. Well, back to the beauty shop. So Kylie wanted to go along, and she wanted a permanent. Now, she has natural curly hair. But the lady who was doing mine, she's a Christian, and she is spirit-filled, and she understands Kylie, and she said, I'll tell you what, we'll just give her the thrill of a permanent, and we'll roll her up in the rods and perm rods and set her underneath the dryer, and we'll put a weak solution on her hair, and that way she'll have the thrill of the perm without actually having all the effect of it. She loved every minute of it. If Jesus tarries, we're going to have to believe for a prosperous husband, aren't we, honey? She may be a missionary and just wear a bun, I don't know. But anyway. Who knows? I love the Lord's ministering to me. He's telling me some funny things. You know, the Lord, he can tell you some funny things. I might share them with you later. But, so she's underneath the dryer, and she has a bench sitting on the arm in order for her head to make it underneath the dryer. By this time, Mommy is from as far as my husband, I like my husband's me getting a hairdo, and here's Kylie underneath the dryer. Now this beauty shop is in a shopping mall, a nice shopping mall, new, with lots of shops in it, and where there are lots of shops, there are lots of people. And Kylie is underneath the dryer and begins to sing to the Lord. But how many know if you've been underneath the dryer, it's hard to hear yourself? So you compensate for that. She starts singing louder and louder to the point where, would you say there are about 12? I don't know how many chairs. 12? There are 12 chairs in this beauty shop. And all 12 chairs are capable of hearing what's being sung from dryer number 3. His ways are higher than our ways. And his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. She was being led by the Holy Ghost. And she starts singing, and the lady's clipping my hair, and she said, remember, she's spirit-filled, you know. And she said, can you hear Kylie over there? And I said, yes. She had already caused a scene. It was too late. She was singing this song. You can sing it for him now. See the glory.
See the glory. See the glory. See the glory coming down.
The glory fell in the beauty shop. The glory fell in there. The glory of the Lord fell in the beauty shop while we were fixing our hair. Oh, the glory fell in the beauty shop. He is the God of glory. And four little ladies knelt down in prayer and repented before their God. Woo! Glory to God! For your glory shall cover the earth! Okay. Thank you. I thought that would bless you to see how the Lord can work. He can work without a 3-point sermon. I tell you, his ways are higher. The Lord told Mom once, and I'll share it with you, it's a blessing. He said, the last time I had total control of the church. And the Lord wants total control of your heart. You're part of the church, his body. And he said, the last time I had total control of the church, every member in it doing my will, was on the day of Pentecost when 120 were filled. But he says, the days are coming when I'll have total control again. Hallelujah. And he said, what did I do with those 120? I had them out on the street, drunken with my spirit. Peter says, these men are not drunk as you suppose. See, the world thought they were using natural wine to be drunk. Peter didn't deny that they were drunk. He just said, they're not drunk like you suppose. And he said, when I had total control of my church, I had them out on the street preaching. And what was the result? 3,000 were saved. We need some higher thoughts. Who knows? Here at FCS, y'all may have services where God will just have you around your building, drunken, under His Spirit. And who knows what the effect will be. So we're talking about a higher way. A higher way. The Lord gave me this message. Praise God. He asked me to preach in a certain church, and I was always the type that needed at least 3 weeks' notice in order to get a sermon. I had all my Strongs, my Vines, my Companion, my Amplified. Oh, Lord, I'm searching. Search. Strife. Oh, Lord. Then when I finally got it, I had to practice in front of the mirror 3 times. One time the day came and the Lord said, I had my sermon, and He said, you know that last hour that you were going to prepare in front of the mirror? I said, yes, Lord. He said, cut that part out. That was a higher thought. Lord, you know I need that practice in front of the mirror. No, you don't. You've got your sermon there. Now you shut yourself away with me. And you wait on me. I said, well, Lord, how can I wait on you? Cody, who was then 6 months, he's now 17 months. But I said, Cody's crying. And Kylie, who had just gotten a new stove for Christmas, is fixing me coffee, Lord. And I'm a loving mother, and I can't turn down her service. And here's Cody crying, how can I wait on you? And he just said, do it. Because I asked you. So I went into the bedroom and propped Cody up in his infant chair on the bed. Wham, 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 wham. Here's Kylie serving me coffee. And I'm sitting Indian style on the bed trying to wait on God. I can't explain to you what happened. All I know is that I went to Mount Zion. Now there's something about height. It gives you a different perspective on the matter. Have you ever been in an airplane and noticed all the little people that live in little houses down below? And marvel at their little cars. And their little swimming pools. How little it all seems. And yet we're just flying a few thousand feet. But Mount Zion is higher than that. You go up to Mount Zion with your care, and you look down at your care from there. How small it all seems. After all, you're with God on Mount Zion. And I went there and waited on Him. And
this is Billy Brim. The teaching you heard today is some of the best for the crises of life. We'll be glad to send you this CD set, $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And order Eat, Drink, and Be Merry.